Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, this is one of my favorite times of the week where I can be here and talk to you and touch you, and you in turn can be with me and touch me. And let's hope that during this hour, both of us, you and me, do a lot of sharing, and we all learn and grow from this. It is what I desire. It is what I want for you. Anyway, there is so much to talk about tonight. One of the things that I will just review, because I want you to think about this. I sent my consciousness to the center of the cosmos, and when we do this, it can not only travel great distances, but it can also turn back time. The mind is so interesting what we can do with it. And never forget that, because there was a creative aspect of the Creator that brought you forth. And because of that, in a sense, you are limitless to do anything that you wish to accomplish. But of course, in a sense, the way blueprints are used to build structures, you must have a blueprint of sorts. And what that blueprint is what you wish to accomplish with this life. You have the ability to accomplish all that you can conceive. You can create with the mind. You can bring forth those possibilities, the raw materials of your own creation. Remember that. Don't allow yourself to wander through a lifetime of lack. And if you feel there is something that you lack, it is an area that you could work upon. The Creator didn't intend for any of us to be and hold those feelings of lack. The Creator intended for us all to enjoy abundance. Abundance in those areas that interest you. So create your own blueprint. And when you meditate, and I hope that you are meditating, that you connect with your higher self to see that you are fulfilling those plans that your soul had for you. Whether you are walking the high path, the low path, or the central path. It is hoping, and I hope for you, that all of you walk your highest path. It is what was intended for you. I'd like to take a moment, friends, and tell you what it looked like. I know I've done this before, but I want to do it again because it illustrates the beauty in which your monad was created. And I want to go back to that moment in that creation process when the Creator of all created all of your monads. I know I've described it before, but I'll do it again so you understand just how special you are. And when I looked at the creation table, it looked like it went into infinity. It was so large. The Creator is large, and so the Creator's creation table is large. And when I looked upon it, as I said, it looked like it was going into infinity, that there was no end to it. And the Creator breathed vibration into that table. It was the essence of love. The monads were created in great love. Take a moment and open up your heart and see if you can feel those moments of love, because all of your souls were created in love. The monads sent down fingers of consciousness, which you might say became your soul in this lifetime. We have experienced many lifetimes. I know there's people who do not believe that, but you might think of it in terms of epochs. So we have lived in different epochs, and our higher selves intended for us to participate in some way in the way the earth was developing, the way the cycles were developing. And so every cycle has an intention of brilliance, an intention for perfection, a golden age. We have the potential for a golden age, and we have that potential now to be working forward to a golden age. So what is a golden age? A golden age is that time when love is very strong and it takes care of all problems. If you would take a moment and look within your heart chakra, in the center of your heart, find your love. See that flame that burns there. The Creator created that. There's a triple flame burning in the heart chakra. The blue, the red, and what is like a cayenne. That is all burning there in the heart chakra. It nourishes us and feeds us. And getting back to the moments of the golden age, it is what we are moving towards. But when that happens, you will find that negative forces work very diligently to prevent that. And you see some of this in the world today. There are spots in the world where there is great negativity. And it is these dark forces that are trying to prevent this golden age. And so what can we do to assist? We don't want to just sit back and accept that. We got a little clue from when I talked about how the monads were created in great love, because it is our love force that we can send out into the world and correct these hot spots of negativity. I hope that you are meditating every day. And if you are meditating, take that time to send out the love within your heart and see that love, you might say, overcoming any negativity in the world. It is what we can do to play our part. That is what was called to us to do in this round of Brahma. In other words, this round of activities, we had certain challenges. And those challenges, the one that is presented to us this time, is to overcome this negativity. So first of all, intend to overcome any negativity within your families, with those that you work with those who are friends. What I have found is that we have a core group of souls that we work with throughout all of these moments when we have come to Earth or are Monad has sent a finger of consciousness to the earth. And I remember when my monad sent this finger of consciousness to the earth that I call Carolyn Evers. And I remember coming to earth. I was so happy. I was singing praise to that individual that we call the God Force. I was glad to be here in this time and in this place. Know that all the souls that wanted to come at this particular time could not be accommodated. There was not the birth opportunities. And if you are here, you hold skills. You have skills so that your monad intended that you be here and intended that you use these skills. It's one of the reasons that it is so helpful to have a past life reading, because we have forgotten some of the skills that we have had in the past. And it would be very important for us to work with those now. And if you have people in your life, family members, people that you work with, people that you associate with, that you find there are challenges that you have with them, this is clearing that needs to be done. Because things have happened in the past that were challenging between that finger of consciousness and the one that you were. And the way we overcome all of this in the end, the ultimate end, is through love and peace and understanding. Take a moment to look within the chest, where the heart is, and see if you can see that heart chakra. Feel its peace, dear ones. Feel its peace. See the love come forth, because when the love goes forth, it feels like this pink cloud. It is not only comforting to those you send it to, but it is comforting to you. It helps satisfy you. There's many things that satisfy you, and usually they're things of beauty. The love between people, the love of nature, the love for animals that have populated the space that we live in, love for friends. The bottom line is it is love that moves everything in the world, that makes for peace in our own hearts. I think of Yeshua when he came to his apostles, and he said that he gives them peace. Peace he was, and peace he gives to those people that were in that room. He gave them his peace before he sent them forth. It is what I wish for all of you. And so, let's take some moments now. And if you wish to call in and find out about a past lifetime, I will be glad to help you with this. Because what I do is I follow your voice back to your body, and it is like a cloud surrounding your body, and I can see a past lifetime. We've all had many, but I will see one that vies for my attention. So do it now, my friends. Call in. Allow me to help you in this way. It is a help, because if I can trigger a reaction where hopefully you can remember something that happened in the past, it starts opening up passageways that perhaps you can start to remember skills that you had in the past. You could have been a writer. You could have been a writer during the Revolutionary War, where there were those who wrote papers to help gather those early colonists to form their own nation, to maybe work with George Washington, to do all that was possible to make a new land here. Call in, my friends, and let us see what we can do for you. Let us see what we can find for you that will help you. I would be most happy to do it. It's not quite the same as when we do a past life reading, because here I'm just telling you about a past lifetime. But when we do a past life reading as such, what we do is literally take you to that place where you can step into that past lifetime. And if you have a question, you can find the answer. And I know I've mentioned this to you in the past, and I'll mention it to you again because it was so meaningful to me. Someone thought they remembered a lifetime with Yeshua, and they wanted to know if they had had that lifetime with Yeshua. Tina, what can we do to help you, please?
Hi, Carolyn. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, Tina.
So I am an intuitive. I have, you know, great channeling abilities, healing abilities, and I'm thinking of opening up a healing center on some property that I purchased.
Opening up a healing what?
A healing center.
A center. I didn't hear that word. Yes. Okay. Center. Uh-huh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But in some ways, I feel like there's something holding me back from doing that, and I'm not sure what it is, where it's coming from.
You always know what it is. What is holding you back? Where it's coming from is another question, but what is holding you back from opening up this healing center? Tell me. Is it finances?
I mean, I guess fear is the first thing that comes to mind.
Is fear? Is that what you said?
That's the first thing that kind of popped into my mind.
What are you afraid of? If you would think of fear in general, what do you think is generating fear in you? Fear, perhaps, that you won't succeed?
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, failure. That's what popped into my head.
This holds back a lot of people. Fear of failure. But if you don't try it, you won't know if you would fail or not, would you?
No, I guess I wouldn't.
You have to try these things. I want you to take a moment with me and just close your eyes. And bring forth that determination that you will build this center, that you will open this center, that all is possible. And ask the Creator for those gifts, all the gifts that you need, because you see, He provides it. The Creator provides it, but we don't always accept it. So, all that you need will be provided. Intend now that you will accept all these gifts and work with them. So tell me, what is the first step that you will take in beginning this new project?
Well, I've already got, you know, kind of the blueprint in my mind, and I've already bought the land. I kind of bought the land before I knew what I wanted the land for.
Okay, so you've got the land. Do you need people mm-hmm. to help you?
Yes, but not at first. So, I mean, yes, ultimately, yes.
Place the call that when you need people, that they will, that your soul will bring them forth, and they will make available to you these individuals to help you with this center. What else is needed?
The financing to build it.
I'm kind of chuckling at that. You need everything, don't you, darling?
Everything but the land, because I bought the land.
Is there a possibility that you can borrow against the land value? See, I don't know what your land is worth, but are you able to borrow against the land value to build the structure?
Yeah, it's probably not worth, you know, as much as I would need. But then I don't have to build large to start. I can build small and then, you know, build from there. You know what I mean?
Have you considered turning this into some sort of a corporation or some sort of a partnership where you could invite other people to participate in the benefits and they might provide you with some financing? Have you thought about that?
I've never really thought about that, no.
Yes, you need to start thinking outside of the box.
Okay.
And that's one place to start. You have been constrained by thoughts that you think is the way most people go, but you're building something different here, and you got to think outside of the box. Anyway, work with that and call me back next week and let me know how you're coming.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome, darling.
Uh-huh.
So we have someone else that wanted to chat. Nancy. We've got a little run of Nancy's here. Nancy, what can I do to... Oh, Benson. Sorry about that. Benson, what can I do for you?
Oh, this is just my very first time, so I didn't have a question. I was just listening because I had gotten the email, and I realized that in the United States, it's the time that you're having your call. So it just was very synchronistic that, and so I dialed in to listen to your call and listen to whatever was being discussed.
Well, you're actually a step ahead of the game because you can not only listen, but you can ask a question. So tell me, what's important in your life? What do you hope to accomplish this next year?
Well, one thing that's, well, there are two main things. I'm going to become a grandmother the end of October for the first time.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting. And there is a nonprofit spiritual enrichment charity, which a number of us have been carrying on for the last 4 years, that I would like to basically pass the reins over, or some of the leadership over anyway, to someone else, because I've been basically carrying the mantle of responsibility for this since the founder died 4 years ago. And, you know, we do lots of healing work. I'm a Reiki master, and so I teach and I hold healing circles, and I'm helping to host a summer solstice celebration Tuesday night.
You need some people to come in and help you, darling.
Yes, I do. And it's been very hard.
You're being a one-man band here. And you need others.
Yes, I do.
So how can you get others involved?
I have been reaching out personally through some of my students that I have recruited, and now trying to get them to recruit others, and I am doing what I can to network, to meet new people, to try to
That's a very good place to start, but your soul is suggesting to me that you advertise. Where can you give this some thought? Are there bulletin boards someplace? Or your soul is saying that you can advertise this. Where would that be?
There is a magazine. It's a free magazine. It's called Natural Awakenings. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I'm not familiar with it, but your soul is suggesting that you take out an ad in this.
Well, I will have to discuss it with the other people of the council to see if they're willing to do that. And because I list, make calendar listings in this magazine of our events as they come up each month and when we are having visiting practitioners, et cetera, and programs, I always list them in the magazine. And people do see that I also personally advertise my own healing practice in there. So I'm featured on a regular basis and have been doing this for a number of years now. So people know who I am and they recognize me. So, but advertising for, people that will be interested in becoming a part of the leadership for this organization is a good suggestion. Thank you.
Yes, like I said, you got to think outside of the box.
Yes.
And so I would like to say to those that are listening, if we have been of some help to you, consider donating. Make a donation through the donate button. It would be helpful to me too. So do we have someone else who wishes to chat with me? Mark, what can we do for you, Mark?
Hi, Caroline. Mark calling from Australia.
Oh, how exciting.
I'd like to get, your viewpoint and maybe how it's connected to a past life. With my current life, I've been doing lots of spiritual work and personal development for many years and seen lots of people around me move forward and increase their intuitiveness and their passion and their direction. And I just find with myself, I do a lot of this work, but, nothing seems to change. I kind of can't find my passion in life and purpose. And every time I feel like I have a purpose, when I'm just sensing that, I kind of hit this sense of, that I'll fail or get let down or something. And so I've kind of do all this work and it's all in my head and I'm learning lots and I view other people doing things, but I can't seem to connect with my own
purpose. We talked about that earlier. I know I'm interrupting you, and I really don't want to, but I want to get to this point. We talked to this earlier with someone else about the fear of failure. So when I say the fear of failure, how do you feel when I ask you if there is a fear of failure?
Yeah, it for me, the sense of that, devastating and kind of humiliating, and it's almost like it will fail. It's almost like
you're contributing.
It's kind of inevitability.
Do you realize the fact that you are contributing to that inevitability by having that fear of failure?
Yes. Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
I'm thinking of Thomas Edison when he invented the light bulb. He had to try all of these different materials to come up with the filament inside of the light bulb. And every time something didn't work, instead of looking at what didn't work, he said to himself that this is one more material that didn't accomplish what he was hoping to accomplish. What I'm trying to get at, Mark, is that we look at such things as a failure. We don't think of it as what we're working with to make our goal possible. And perhaps you need to think a little bit about that. Each one of these things that you work with is helping to make your goal possible. Don't think of it in terms of a failure, but it is a striking out of making something possible in your life. Now, what is one thing that you can work with? You see, we usually have too many objectives that we're trying to work on. I want you to think of one thing that you want to bring to fruition and work on that. What might that be?
Well, I'd like to be more, you know, more in service to other people, to be able to give back or help other people in some way.
I think that's a beautiful goal. And how would you accomplish that? We got to break this down into little pieces. How would you be how would you want to be of service to other people? Tell me.
Well, well, it's funny, you know, help them kind of overcome their fears is kind of what comes to mind.
Well, you know what the fear is because you've been there.
Yeah, well,
that's
right.
Are you the kind of person who would work well with lectures or writing?
Oh, definitely not writing. one or more kind of talk. Yes.
Would you want to do that?
Yes.
So that would be a good place to start. How would you get people to come to a lecture? You really know this. How would you get people to come to a lecture that you would want to give?
Well, I think just connect with people and listen to them and see what they're experiencing and what they want.
Okay, we're going to have to start with this from building up on a ground level. I want you to make a list of all the people that you know. People that you feel real close to, people who are just acquaintances, and people who you are aware of. Make a list.
Yes.
You're going to have to start from a list, my friend, because
if
you're going to offer counseling of some sort, you've got to have a base of some sort. So think of working on a base. All those people who would be possible that you could invite to a session. And then once you have a list, you could then invite them to a session. And hopefully, it would be good if you could get their email addresses and email them an invitation to when they could come to a session with you.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Yep.
So you've got a goal, and that's beautiful. But to implement that goal, you've got to break that goal down into smaller pieces, smaller units, and then build upon that unit. It's like building a house. You got to make a foundation, but your heart is in the right place. I want to tell you that. Do you meditate?
Yes.
I would suggest that you connect.
Not a lot, but...
Well...
Sorry.
You need to meditate every day, once or twice a day, and connect with your higher self. You see, your higher self is what gives spiritual direction in your life. You're not connecting with that. You're missing out on a lot of help. Your higher self is the avenue where you could invite other people into your life.
Okay.
People don't realize this. Our higher self has great potential. and wishes to work with you. Our higher selves has a desire to work with us, to bring forth our dreams that are positive. You have a lot of positive dreams, and you're going to have to start building upon that. Call me next week and let me know how that is coming, because I've given you a big thing to think about.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, no, that's great.
Your heart's in the right place. Go with it. And
your soul
was telling me that it is inspiring you to do this work. So meditate, connect with it, because if you do that, your higher self will be giving you much direction, and it will be a big help to you. So let me know how it's coming. Call me next week and tell me. I hope it's all good news.
I will. Will do. Thanks, Carolyn.
You're welcome, dear.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. We're halfway through the show. Is there anyone else who has a question or wants to discuss something with me? We're here and we're listening. And if you're not ready to call in right now, we'll talk about some other things. I was talking about this creation table where the creator of all created the monads. Your monad sits in the center of the cosmos, and it sends down fingers of consciousness. That is you and your soul, or rather your soul, and your soul brings forth your consciousness. I remember my soul coming down through the different levels to make it its connection with Earth. I was so excited. I wanted to do so much good. That's why I truly can understand you when you call me and you tell me about the good that you wish to accomplish. You see, it is an essence within your heart, within the center of you, to want to bring forth good in the world. You are the foundation of the new golden age. Those of you who feel this way, I want to bring forth the good. I want to help people. This is the foundation for the new golden age, and it will come. What we need to do is to work on those whisperings from our heart, from our soul, to do these good deeds, to help others. This is also a time of a lot of confusion for people because they're hearing so much negativity in the world. When the world moves towards a golden age, there are those forces that wish to destroy it. Some of those forces go all the way back to that time in Atlantis when those dark priests tried to bring down the race of individuals there. So there has been this struggle between the light and the dark ever since then. And we're seeing that struggle today. We are seeing that struggle in the world. Those forces that are trying to control humanity. Take a moment now. Send forth the light within your heart that there hold the intention that there can be no control of humanity. We will not allow humanity to be controlled by dark forces any longer. And the way we overcome that is to send forth our love. It is our love. And so I would like to mention, those of you who would like to have a complete past life reading where you actually walk into that lifetime, go to carolynevers.com and on the left side of that page, order your own reading. Those who have had this done have received so much because their souls have taken them to the most beneficial lifetime where there have been skills that they can remember. where they can be individuals, come forth and work with them in this lifetime. It is the nobility of the light that we can reach and ask to work with us, whether it's to learn to meditate better, to spend more time working with the light. Just the few people who have called in here today, such beautiful hearts, wanting to help humanity, wanting to move humanity along so that there is growth for the good of all. And I bless all of you for feeling that way. My friends, we're getting close to the end of the show. Believe it or not, these hours pass by so quickly. So, if you would like to have a past life reading, go to CarolynEvers.com and on the left side, order one. You won't regret it at all. I'm going to go back, since we don't have somebody calling in right now with a question or wanting to discuss something, I'll go back to the creation of our monads. I told you, the creation table looked like it stretched into infinity. It was so large. And the Creator breathed its breath into this creation table. And that breath was vibration. I can see the vibration right now. And as the Creator sent forth light, the vibration worked on the light so it looked like dancing rays of light. If you can imagine that, the light from the Creator dancing on this creation table. It was the birth of our monads. And each one of these monads had a distinct path that it wished to follow. And when the monads work, my dear friends, and bring forth its creation, it has a viewpoint of what it wishes to bring forth into this planet, into this universe. It is so exciting. It was so exciting to see this. And if you wish to see it, you're able to view this also. But first, you have to learn how to meditate. You have to learn how to go into the meditative state. I remember the first time that I did that, when I sent a piece of my consciousness into the center of the cosmos. I wasn't sure if I could come back. I wasn't sure if I would be lost. And so it addresses a question that we addressed earlier. We all have fears when we try a new path, when we have a new objective. Failure is a fear. We have to just accept that thought, that we will have fear of failure, but we must do what we came to do anyway. It is one path that the dark uses to keep us from accomplishing. Do not allow that to happen to you. Do not allow yourself to fail. You never know what you can accomplish unless you attempt it. And to attempt it, dear friends, you have to have a plan. You have to have a goal. Think in terms of what you want to accomplish this next year. And if that is too long of a period of time, think of it for the next month, the next day. What do you wish to accomplish by tomorrow, or the next month, or the next year? And start working on it, because everything is possible. Know that all is possible. We have all of the tools that we need to clothe our desires and bring them forth into reality. When you were created, when you were sent down here by your monad, you had so much power and grace, and you have forgotten it because There have been challenges that you faced and you didn't succeed with. We have to think in terms of temporary. Any failure that we had or that we perceive we had was temporary. Just temporary, my friends. We have the ability to do anything, to bring forth anything that the mind can conceive. And while we're talking about that, if there are some beings out there that wish to work with me in some spiritual pursuits, send me an email, carolyn@carolynevers.com. We'd love to hear from you. Paul, what can we do for you, dear? Oh, Bob, sorry. I thought I heard Paul, but it's Bob. Bob, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I was just inspired as far as saying that we could do anything. I had a question about a project that I had been wanting to do for a while, and I was wondering if you could give me any information. It was a writing project for a screenplay, and I felt as though that there was some sort of a spiritual guide for me to go ahead and finish the screenplay. I was wondering if there would be any success with that if I did.
I'm chuckling, Bob, because we're the ones that make the success. Don't question success. You will make it a success. Now, what are your ideas as far as the screenplay is concerned?
Well, I had the idea for it back in my 20s, and I began to write it in the mid-90s. And then at the end of the 90s, I came across a famous director. When I had the screenplay in my glove compartment, as I was moving across country.
I love it. You had it in your glove compartment. Is that
right.
Cute or what?
And I was looking at him for 20 minutes in silence right across a booth, and he was looking at me, so I felt as though that was a spiritual guide for me to go ahead and finish the screenplay.
What's the screenplay about?
It's an action-adventure screenplay, but since I've had my spiritual awakening, I was going to go ahead and seed it with spiritual in intonation as well.
What's the kernel of truth about this screenplay? What's it about, friend?
Well, It deals with an ex-government agent who would basically go ahead and help out some people who were on the losing end of a gangland war, but at the same time, he would reveal truths about, like, aliens, UFOs, and the government, you know, conspiracies.
Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's a movie that I would like to see, in other words.
Well, but you see, that basically is what we should work on, that which we have some feeling for, that we have some knowledge about. So have you written it? Is it finished?
No, it's not finished. I've got like 82 pages of it written, and it's not in a screenplay format. So I would need to go ahead and do that because it's a technical writing. So I'd need to learn that craft some more before I'd be able to finish it up the way that it's supposed to be for consumption.
Something that you're not considering, you can purchase, I'm trying to think of the word for it.
Software for the writing the screenplay.
Yeah, well, no, you can purchase software that will do that for you.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, have you done that? Have you looked into that?
Well, I've downloaded a free version of software for that, so it still takes a little bit of knowledge of how to go ahead and format it and how to go ahead and enter it the correct way. So I'm still working on that.
Maybe the problem is that you ordered something that was free.
Yeah, that's probably
take a look at things that are for sale.
Okay.
Because this free stuff, they're not really giving anything away, you know?
Right, there's always a catch.
Look at some software that you actually pay for that, you know, some of these people, you pay for the software, and when you run into a glitch, they can hold your hand and help you over the rough spot.
So look for software for screenplay writing that is on sale.
Yes. And I'm not saying buy the first one that you see. You know, look at it. Because there are contests for movies that people have written. And you can contribute to one of these contests.
Okay.
You may or may not win the contest, but what it does for you is helps you to have a date where everything needs to be completed.
Oh, I see. That's a good idea.
See, right now, you don't have an urgency to finish this. It's something you want to do, but you don't have an urgency to finish it. And if you can see a contest, they've got a date where you have to have your script ready to submit it. There's the urgency.
Right, that's a good idea. Because you're right, I have not had any impetus to go ahead and finish it. But it's something that I feel that I was guided to do, and that's something that it captures my imagination.
Well, I think it does too. And the fact of the matter is, it's something that other people would be interested in. You know, someone that comes to mind is Robert Redford.
Oh, really? I just seen a movie of his just a couple days ago.
Yeah. He has things, you know, you might finish writing this and send him an email and see if he's interested in looking at your script.
Fantastic idea. That's really good.
Anyway, call in next week and let me know how it's going.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, then.
Yeah, you know, we all need a little kick in the pants to get moving sometimes.
Yeah, and that's definitely a synchronicity. Since I just
so,
need to move
consider me your little kick in the pants.
All right, Carolyn. Well, thank you very much, then.
You're welcome, dear.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye for now. My friends, we're at the end of our show. Can you believe that we're actually at the end? And I would like to suggest that if you want to be taken to a past lifetime and actually step into that lifetime, you can go to carolynevers.com and on the left-hand side, ask for a reading for a past lifetime, and we will not tell you about it. We will actually take you to that lifetime where you actually put your foot into that lifetime and experience it. It is a remarkable event to happen in your life, to actually put your foot into a past lifetime and experience what it was like, along with the gifts and the goals of that lifetime. My friends, can you believe that we are at the end of our radio show for today? And so, if you feel that I have given some value to you, if you would hit the donate button and donate something to help me with my progression, I would appreciate it. And also, that's carolynevers.com. See about getting a reading of a past lifetime where you can actually enter that. So, my friends, good night for now. I love all of you. And I would like to thank those at BBS Radio for taking care of us. You do a remarkable job, and we appreciate every moment of your care. Until next week, goodbye for now.